Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. This is Minister Belinda with Divine Hope. Glory be to God. What a magnificent Monday it is, miracle working Monday. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. We're going to talk about the promises that God has given us and the problems that we face and the provisions that he provides us with in his word, because God is not a God that he can lie. So if he promises us something, then you should believe that you will get it. And God gives us promises, and there comes problems. And then we have provisions. God promised the children of Israel he would take them out of the land of Egypt into the land of milk and honey, which he did that. Then a problem came on their way out. Pharaoh would not let God's people go. His heart was hardened against the children of Israel. And God made a way out of no way for the children of Israel to leave. That's the same thing he would do for us. He is the God of impossible, the possible. He's the God of possible. He make things happen for you. All you got to do is believe and trust in God. When you lift one foot up and step it down, he will direct your path in which way to go. Amen. God took them by the way of the Red Sea. They didn't have to go that way because they could have went across the desert. But God wanted to show them his power. And when they came to the Red Sea, he showed them that his power. He opened up the Red Sea for them to cross over. Now, how many of us believe supernatural power of God? And when they came out, the children of Israel, they was in the land of Shur. And for years, the children of Israel stayed in the land of the wilderness for 40 years because they didn't obey God's word. How many of us stay in bondage because we do not obey God? You have to obey his word and do his will. And the Ten Commandments was given to Moses as a guideline for the children of Israel, for them to stay in God's will. And the children of Israel complained about Moses that they had brought them out there in the wilderness to die. How many of us complain? God do not like us to complain. The children of Israel say they could have stayed in Egypt and eat all the cucumbers and the fish they wanted. And they look back. They seen the sea was closed up and they couldn't get back. And they complained. And God didn't like it. And God breached his promise against them. How many of us complain? Oh, God ain't do this. God say he do this. And you doubting. That's doubting. You gave up hope. You gave up hope. Hope is the substance of things that are not seen. And if you cannot see God, then you have to believe. You have to have faith in him that things will come to pass. You can't think stuff's just going to be microwave and immediately you get it. Sometimes it's supernaturally it come that way. But you got to always have faith and keep his word and his will and live right. And God breached his promise against the children of Israel, and they went out every day to try to find the land of milk and honey, and the children of Israel kept going left. They were looking for a closer walk with God, but they didn't get closer because the children of Israel did not go right. You have to go right, right to righteousness, the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ, their God, and your God, in the name of Jesus. Moses told God the people complained, and it was grievous for him to bear. So Moses had brought 70 of the highest lords and appointed them over the people, and they took on the burdens. And only they took on the burdens of the people. That's the same thing in ministry. the pastor, they can't do everything. That's why they have ministers and deacons under them and helpers to help them, to help God's people, to make the house run right in the will of God. Because it is too much for one person to have that bearing upon them. And they don't want to do it if that's too much like Moses did. So they went out every day looking for this new land that God had promised them. And two people went out to find the land of milk and honey, and they came back. Joshua and Caleb, because they were obedient to God. They didn't come back with lies, and they lived. And God had killed everybody that was 20 years and up. God let them die because they brought back false information about the land. And they was afraid to go and fight for the land if you had to fight for it. You have to fight against the enemy. You have to tell that devil, no. No, I will not. No, I will not go. No, I do not believe you. The voice of a stranger you do not listen to. You should know the voice of your father. And Joshua and Caleb, they followed God gladly and fully. And the laws of Moses, and as long as the children of Israel provoked God, he showed them his breach of promise to take them to the land of milk and honey. How many of us, our money is funny and our change is strange? Because you have to look at what's going on. If you know you're doing everything right, we're not perfect, we're human beings. But if you know you're walking in the will of God, then you just stay faithful and your manifestation will come through. And God, he brought judgment on the children of Israel. And like I said, everybody that was 20 years and over and above, they died in the wilderness because he said he didn't want to take them into the new land for their disobedience to God's law. And Caleb and Joshua went to the promised land because they obeyed the law. God, keep my commandments. That's what he said. Keep my commandments. Keep my commandments. But the law is done away with because when Jesus Christ came, we have the blood of Jesus Christ and we have repentance and forgiveness. And all you have to do is repent of your sins and ask God to forgive you. He is just and ready to forgive. Amen. God promised us health and healing and prosperity, but we as Christians has to obey God's word and his commandments. God is not a man that he could lie. He swear by himself. We have to obey his word and do his will without murmuring and complaining like the children of Israel did. If we are obedient to God's law and the word, we will get to the promised land, that is the provisions that God has promised us in our lives. It is not God's fault if we dwell in the problem for a long time. You have to know how to apply God's word to your problem. All you have to do is look up what your problem is. You look it up, and then you read that scripture, and you meditate on that scripture. And you have to, James 4 and 7 say, resist the devil, and he shall flee from you. You tell him, no, go, I will not, because he has no place or no space in your life. And we have to obey the natural laws as well as God's laws. Laws are given for a guideline, just like God gave Moses the Ten Commandments. It was a guideline. The laws of this earth is a guideline, and we have to obey it, and we have to obey God's word and keep his commandments and his statutes. And he said that you shall not worship no other God. Who is your God? Is money your God? Things your God? Well, if that's true, then you need to change that, what you think and how you live and what you put first. Because if you put God first, everything will work out at last. Sin will take you where you don't want to go, and it will take you further than you want to be, and it will abundantly. I want to live abundantly. I want to obey God. He's my God. He's and my Lord and Savior. He is love, and I want to portray love. And if I'm not showing love, even if I do act up, I ask God to forgive me and ask him to not let me be that way. Because if you have God in you, then that will not take over you. You have to, and God gave Moses the Ten Commandments, and the children of Israel complained so much that Moses couldn't take it anymore. So that when he appointed the lords of his tribe to help him, that's what I was telling you before, the same thing pastors have to do, why they have ministers, ushers, and accelerators to help take on some of the responsibilities in the church. The children of Israel took back what they had in Egypt, and as Christians, they look back on the things they had in Egypt. As we Christians, we try to do the same thing, looking back instead of repenting and move forward in God's word and what he will do for you. The children of Israel saw firsthand what God can do, and we have to stay in the word and obey the word, do the word, God's will, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. If you would like a comment, please dial 917-889-8809. And let's pray over this word today. We thank you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, for your word that came forth today. You are a good God, and all the time you're good. And you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. We thank you right now, Lord, for your supernatural healing power. We thank you for your anointing that go out through this lifeline. We thank you right now, Lord, that someone will receive your word and they will come to repentance. And thank you, Lord, that they will accept Jesus Christ as Lord over their lives, and they become saved in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray for all the other countries that have poverty. We pray for this country that have poverty. I pray for all the ministers and the preachers in this world, that you guide them, Lord, into what you want them to do to help your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Come on and give him glory this morning. Thank you, Jesus, for that word today. And this is Divine Hope Ministries with Minister Belinda.
Charity, that's love. I am become as sounding brass, tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, that's love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, that's love, it profit me nothing. Charity, that's love, suffers wrong, and it is kind. Charity envy not. Love vaunted not itself, and it is not puffed up. It's not boast. Oh, I did this and I did that. Everything you do is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one who gives you breath in your body. He gives you your arms and limbs and your legs and your feet to walk. He gives you health and healing. It is not you. You have love of God in you. That is the love of God that is working outward to help his people. Verse 5, does not behave itself exceedingly unseemly, seek not his own. That's what I just say. You don't, just like Lucifer in heaven, I did this. That's what men say all the time, I, but it is not you, it is God. It says not seeking her own, it is not easy to provoke. That means if somebody is taunting you or missing, the love of God in you is not easily offended. It takes care of you, the love of God that's in you, and it thinks no evil. It thinks no wrong. Sometimes people can't believe that you're not thinking evil about them or thinking bad about them. They are, oh, I know, that's because that's what they feel inside. That's what they have in their heart. And love, it rejoices, it does not rejoice in iniquity. That if you're in line or in any kind of wrongdoing, it don't rejoice. It don't rejoice if somebody else doing it. Okay, you don't rejoice in iniquity or sin. You don't rejoice if you're doing it. You don't rejoice if anyone else doing it. But it is, it rejoices in the truth. The truth, and it bears all things, and believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Charity never fails. You got the love of God, it will never fail. What is love? What is love? Love is the highest esteem that God has for human children, and the high regard which they in turn should have for him and other people. Because the hundreds of references to love in the Bible is certainly the most remarkable book of love in the world. The Bible is the most remarkable book of love in the world. People read love novels. But you want to know about love? Read the Bible. away from you because they asking for money. Sometimes, yes, people that ask for money all the time, some of them are not right, but you should have the discernment in your heart to know. And I want to thank you for listening in to Divine Hope today, and we thank the Lord for this word today, and He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him, and we pray for the people that's on the line today to hear His word, and we thank you for your healing today, Lord, and we thank you that everyone comes subject to your word, to salvation in the name of Jesus, and we pray for this girl in the name of Jesus, and I thank you right now in Jesus' mighty name.